turn our attention to the Adelaide Football Club. They're going to be key players in this trade and free agency period, as well as holding a great hand in the draft. Their footy boss is Adam Kelly. Adam, thanks for your time on Trade Radio this morning.
Morning, Kane, and good morning, Matthew.
Thanks for your time. The free agency period opens on Friday, as we know. When do you expect to be informed about or have an indication of what the compensation for Brad Crouch will look like?
I guess selfishly we'd like to be informed earlier in the week than later, but I guess that could drop at any point in time between the opening this Friday and the closing on Friday, November 6th. So, yeah, we're not really certain, but our preference would be that we'd get that information earlier rather than later.
Are you aware of what the offer is from St Kilda to Crouch?
No, we're not aware of the offer at this point in time, as is the way that the free agency period works. The clubs are not obligated to share that information, so it won't be until the trade period or the free agency period opens that we'll get full awareness over that.
Have you asked his manager what it looks like?
Yeah, look, the manager, they wouldn't disclose it, so we haven't asked that. Out of respect for St Kilda, I wouldn't imagine they'd divulge that information. So, yeah, there's been media speculation about what it might look like, but until the free agency period opens, we're just not going to get that level of clarity, I wouldn't imagine.
If it's not the compensation that you think is reflective of his value, are you prepared to match it knowing that Brad could sort of call your bluff and say, well, I'm happy in Adelaide. I like living here. I get to play with my brother and I'll stick around at Adelaide for 5 years. Are you prepared for that situation to unfold?
Yeah, we certainly are. We're obviously hopeful that the compensation would be resulting in pick two. And it's really only under those circumstances that we'll not consider matching and looking to force a trade or retain Brad's services. You know, fortunately, in this situation, yeah, Brad's been fairly open about his love of Adelaide and of the footy club. So we don't think it'd be a scenario where the player would not be wanting to come back to the club. So yeah, we would certainly look to match if it's not resulting in pick two.
So definitively, if the club doesn't get pick two, you can categorically say you will match the offer.
Yeah, look, we'll be certainly looking for a better outcome than what that compensation would be if it's not pick two, because it would be end of first round or second round, which, given our ladder position, is effectively the same thing. So you know, that pick itself could push out to the mid-20s after all of the next generation academy. Or if the predictions come true, that pick could slide from around 20 out to 25. So we don't see that as adequate compensation for a player of Brad's calibre, so we'd certainly be looking at matching.
So, Adam, would you, in that sense, would you consider, if it got to that point, a player from St Kilda, or you want an early draft pick if it was forced to be a trade?
I guess we'd be open-minded. Our primary objective this year is to get into the draft, and we've already got a strong hand there with picks 1-8, 20 and 29. Another pick, another early pick would certainly satisfy us where that's our primary objective at the moment. We're looking to get as many sort of top 25 selections in this year's draft as possible, and that's in meeting with our strategy. So that would be the main objective, but we remain open-minded to any other solutions it might present.
Adam, has Horatio Fantasia informed you that Port Adelaide is his club of choice?
No, we haven't spoken to Horatio for a number of weeks now. We had had some discussion with him a few weeks ago and had an interest in him if he was to return to SA, but yeah, we haven't spoken to him for a number of weeks now.
Would that suggest, Adam, that he's more than likely, and the media report suggests that he has chosen Port Adelaide?
Oh, look, he could be fair to make that assessment. We haven't heard that directly from Horatio, so it's not our place to say, but yeah, we certainly haven't spoken to him for a few weeks now.
But you still have an interest in Horatio Fantasia?
Yeah, look, he's a he's a very good player. And you know, as we said a few weeks back now, if he was to return to South Australia, we'd certainly be interested in him coming to the club. But, yeah, given that we haven't spoken to him for a few weeks now, I think that, you know, those discussions are probably cooled a bit. So, yeah, not really sure of what his status is.
Good news, though, is that Jackson Hatley has confirmed you as his preferred club. He's out of contract, pick 14 a couple of years ago. We know that. How are the negotiations with the Giants going, and what do you think his value, where his value lies?
Yeah, look, we won't negotiate with ourselves. We haven't yet had sort of meaningful conversations with GWS about Jackson. You know, we'll be looking to get that done during the trade period. They're working through quite a bit at the moment as a football club, and we understand that. So it's probably not going to be until the trade period is underway and in full swing that we'll have meaningful conversations with them about the trade value for Jackson.
Your preference would clearly be to get it done in trade period, though, and not let it slip through to the pre-season draft, considering you're going to be in a pretty good position there?
Yeah, no, that's the preference. We'll look to get a trade done with JWS during the trade period rather than letting it slip to the pre-season draft. That'll be the objective, and hopefully that'll be the outcome.
What about Kyle Hardigan and Rory Atkins, Adam? Any expectations on what is fair and reasonable and what you can expect to get in return for those two players?
You're not really sure. Again, unfortunately, we don't get to see the offers that have been made by the clubs that they'll be going to. So we won't really find that out until it opens on Friday as well. Not sure of whether there'll be compensation in Kyle's instance. And I guess we're not sure of the level that we will be compensated for Rory. They're all things that we're going to find out over the next sort of 9 days or so.
When it comes to the draft, Adam, what's the list need in terms of positional that you believe you need to bolster for your list at the Adelaide Crows next year?
Yeah, we're looking at certainly adding to our midfield. That'll be a primary objective. I know that in the very early part of the draft, and our guys will be looking at talent and won't walk away from that. And there's some really strong tools in this year's draft. But from a list need point of view, we'll certainly be looking to add to our midfield and where we can add some speed to our playing list.
Would you consider, if there isn't an obvious number one, which it doesn't appear that there is a genuine, you know, Nick Riewoldt at number one, would you consider trading pick one and getting some more picks in for that?
Yeah, look, it's not something that we've fully considered or discussed at this point. I mean, at the moment, our main objective is to understand what our draft hand will be. The compensation or any resulting compensation out of free agency will inform that, and then we might even try and strengthen that position as we head into the draft. So it's probably not until we fully understand our draft hand that we'll have those type of conversations.
Does Riley O'Brien need help, do you think? And is there an experienced player that you've got your eye on to bring him in to try and help Riley if you do get an injury in the ruck position?
Yeah, look, we do put a lot of onus on Riley being available, and he's been extremely durable to this point in his career. And we've recommitted to Kieran Strawn, who's a young developing ruckman. We've committed to him for next year, and we're really pleased with his development. But that's something that we will continue to consider. We did bring Billy Frampton into the club last year as well, primarily as a sort of second ruck option. But yeah, that's certainly something that we will continue to consider.
Kane spoke about maybe not being a clear number one, but I just want to ask you about Jamara Ugle-Hagan, Adam, in this year's draft. And have you looked at ways, is there any way you could get him to the Adelaide Crows, or is it a fait accompli that he goes to the Western Bulldogs? And can you talk me through where he sits in terms of exciting talents you've seen come through the game?
Yeah, well, he's certainly very exciting. And it's been much discussed now that, you know, he's the potential number one pick in this year's crop. And, you know, whether we were to bid on him or another club was in those early rounds, and I'd be amazed if the Bulldogs were not to match. So I think that any club who's got early selections would be resigned to the fact that he would not end up at your club, and as Western Bulldogs will be doing everything they can to ensure that they've got adequate points to match any bid that might be coming for Jamara.
If it does fall the way that you hold number one, will you still read his name out?
Yeah, again, it's a bit early to comment on that one, and we haven't had full discussion on it. You know, I think as the club has shown in the past, you know, when we develop our draft order, we're prepared to call other players' names out who are next generation academy players, and if our guys deem that he's the number one player in this year's crop, I'd imagine that we'd be calling his name out.
Just a quick word on a couple of experienced players that you've got. Matt Crouch becomes a free agent next year. Is it important to try and extend his contract now to avoid almost the circus that has been the case for his brother over a couple of years?
Yeah, look, we'll be attempting to do that. You know, Matt has been a very good player for us over a number of years now, and responded exceptionally well to what was a challenging year for him early this year. And we're in discussions with his management about extending him out. You know, he's part of our leadership group and a key midfielder for us moving forward. So yeah, we'll certainly be looking to get something done with Matt and his management before the end of next year.
Another very good player for you has been Daniel Talia. His name was floated in connection with Essendon earlier on. He's also out of contract at the end of next year. Have the Bombers or any other club inquired about Daniel Talia, and is he a required player?
Yeah, no, he's absolutely a required player. Our key leaders and experience are critical for us at the moment. We've had a significant rejuvenation of our list, and 50% of our players on this year's list have arrived in the last 3 years. And by the time we get through this sort of trade and draft period, it'll probably be more like 65% of our list would have arrived since 2018. So Daniel Taylor is a really important player, providing, you know, that experience and leadership to our group, and he's committed to the club and he'll be here.
Good man, Adam. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Everything relating to the Adelaide Football Club and their list build with Adam Kelly, their footy boss from the Crows.